The night reimagined. We greet the door woman. She's happy we've returned. I make small talk, all smiles, as you hand her our cards and our entry fees. She tells us to go on in and enjoy ourselves. I shiver in anticipation as you open the door to the changing hall for me and have me walk in before you. I turn to face you at the clothes rack. I've gone silent, waiting for your commands. You take a wire hanger from the rod and smile wickedly. Undress, slowly. Show Daddy what is his. I take my hair down and shake it out, letting it fall. Out of your face, baby girl. I brush it behind my shoulders and turn to unzip my dress so you can see. Slower, comes the command. I pause, resuming slower and more deliberate. I can feel your eyes on me. When I finish unzipping, I turn back to face you and slide the strap off one shoulder, letting it dangle on my arm. I look up at you as I slowly slide the other strap down. I hold the bodice of the dress to my flesh, feeling the heat of my need through the silky fabric. I look away, down, as I slide my dress toward my waist, here in the foyer of the club. The air feels icy on my hardened nipples. The air feels icy on my hardened nipples, painfully peaked now from my arousal and exacerbated by the change in temperature. Another couple enters. A fiery blush paints my cheeks. I keep my gaze down. Don't stop, baby girl. Let them see. My blush now flushing my chest, I ease my dress down past my hips, the top of my lace panties peeking out. Very nice, the woman says appreciatively as she sheds her coat, revealing an exquisite underbust corset and magnificent breasts. Thank you. You're welcome to stay and watch, you offer. I slide my dress down to my knees, having to bend at the waist to step out, no doubt showing the glint of my plug to the couple behind me. I step out one leg at a time, steadying myself on the rack to keep my balance. You offer me a hanger, and I hang my dress and gather my hair so you can remove my day collar. You drop it in our bag and take out a wide leather collar in baby pink with three heavy rings on it. I kneel in front of you without having to be told, and you fasten the cold leather around my neck. I shiver as the buckle is fastened. I crave your touch so that the gentle brush of your fingers against my feverish, flushing flesh seems to sear it, making me want to shy away and beg for more. I give an open-mouthed, silent moan. Good girl. You attach little bell clamps to each traitorous nipple, giving away my desperate state with their eagerness, while also making a fine target for your pinching and pulling, which only makes my need grow. I can't help but moan, not at all silently. Stand and spread your legs, comes the command. I stand, putting my hands behind my back. You take your devious little chain out, making sure I see it. I shiver in apprehension and delight. You slide my panties down, stroking my skin lovingly as you get them to my knees and then let them fall. You attach the little chain to my clit piercing and drop it, causing me to gasp as it tugs at my sensitive clit. Turn. I turn around and bend slightly, spreading myself open to you. You in approval, seeing my cunt dripping and swelling already. You gather the chain and, shaking it slightly, making me squeal, fasten it to my plug. You pat my ass and tell me to get my leash. The couple wanders away as three more people enter the changing area. I drop to all fours as I scamper to our bag to fetch my leash. My entire body is fighting a blush. I haven't dared look up to see who entered. I retrieve my leash and offer it up to you. Good girl, you say again, as you take it and secure it to my collar. You walk ahead of me, but bid me to stand, for which I am grateful. The cold, hard concrete between here and the dungeon would shred my hands and knees. Such a thoughtful daddy, I think, just before you turn and harshly slap each breast, making the infernal bells tinkle gleefully. "Playtime," you say with a wicked smile.